this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is Wednesday, May the 8th. And
May 7th.
Is it?
That's what the computer says.
May 7th. You're right. May 7th. I've just lost another
day. That's okay.
That's okay. That's why you're here. I'm just checking you to make sure that you're paying attention.
I'm with you.
All right. The phone line's here at 605-4567. And we're streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And yes, the chat room is back. They repaired anything they had to do to their servers there. So,
thank you.
Of course, we're here with Bad Bob, who is just furiously typing and doing different things here.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. You're looking. You know what? Summer has arrived. Bob's in his Hawaiian shirts.
Not the bright Hawaiian with the parrots on it, though. That's usually the Friday.
I like the one where
comes
you had
out on Friday.
I like the one you had with the pterodactyl that had the caveman in its claws and was feeding it to its children. Okay, hey, look, let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings, our Wells Fargo advisor. Kathy, good news, bad news, what?
Oh, it's both. Carl, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up this morning, 25 points at 16,424. S&P 500 is up 4 at 1872, but the NASDAQ is down 29 at 4,050. Active stocks this morning include Yahoo, which is down $1.96 at $34.53, and Whole Foods Markets down $10.19 at $37.76. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $21.78, and Tri-Counties Bank is down 5 cents at $23.36. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.40. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 75 cents at $100.25. Gold is down $6.80 at $1,301.80. And silver is down 18 cents at $19.46. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. Want to talk about financial freedom and how your accounts are or your investments? Give them a call, 243-7561, and then stop by Park Marina Drive to their offices. Good morning, darling.
Financial freedom, that's interesting.
You know what?
You can be comfortable, but I don't know if you'll ever, I don't know, does anybody really have financial freedom?
I think you can. I mean, at some point, I think there's a way of earning that. If you start early enough or if you just watch yourself as you get later in life. Look at you. Look at that red dress you have on.
Well, you know, I feel
a
like
scarlet dress. And your
I don't
necklace.
Have it on my forehead, though.
No. And your necklace, what's that made out of?
I'm not sure.
It's a variety of colors.
I just needed to have some color today.
Well, you have it.
And speaking of a color, well, thank you. 57 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you on this Wednesday? Do we have hump day? Uh-oh. It's going to be...
Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Have you ever known somebody like that? Yes.
Did you? Yeah, we know somebody
now.
Does that
just like, and you just go, if I, you know, you have to take a chill pill.
Well, you know what?
You know, when you're around people like that. But anyway, sunny today with temperatures are going to be around 78 on your hump day. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 52. Let's look at the weekly forecast continuing on Thursday. What are we laughing at?
I was just noting there was a little earthquake in Anderson last night.
Oh.
And another one over in Hayfork.
What? Really? What on the meter?
2.7. It would have been enough to sound like a, you know, feel like a truck going by. About 10 o'clock last night, and about half an hour before that, one took place in Hayfork.
Now, do you have that alert on your computer, or do you have that on your phone? You know,
that was actually on the Wonderground app, which is a very good weather application for those of you curious.
Oh, that's awesome. No, and you know what? We really, I know this is kind of off the subject, but really not when you're thinking about weather and conditions. How many earthquakes in California happen daily?
Hundreds. This just goes out there. This particular app is just looking at it, I think, 100 miles away from us, 2.5 magnitude or better. I don't know. If anybody in Anderson felt it, I'd love to hear from them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, about there's an earthquake site that tells you where they're going on and all there and the strength of them. And if you – it goes all the way through California, Oregon. You know, but when you get up to Alaska, you've got a lot of six-point earthquakes up there in the islands that people never notice, but going on all the time.
And our weather and earthquake conditions are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, you know how we love that. A shout out for our local businesses who support the station. They also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, you know how you can sleep a little bit warmer than me at times?
Especially when we need to sleep when we have, I don't know, we have a critter that we absolutely love. She's part of our clan. What can we say? But when she decides that cats are outside or something, she keeps us up. So it's nice that we can get back into sleep. And I think I'm gonna change my sleep number setting. And what I love about this sleep number bed that we have is that I don't have to ask anybody's permission. I can go to 55 or 45. And I thought about it last night. I'm going to change my setting just to see what happens.
Yeah, and that's why she changed my sleep number setting to 432. I was sleeping sitting up last night. And no, it was. But the thing about the dual air technology allows us to do that. But also the you can sleep on a cool or warm bed by this dual temp layer, and it fits over any kind of bed. It doesn't have to be just a Sleep Number bed, which is what it should be on. Anyway, Sleep Number bed is been rated by Consumer Reports as number one. It's clinically proven to help your back. It's American made. It's got guarantees. I can't think of any reason that you would not buy a Sleep Number bed. How much is a good night's sleep worth to you for the next 20 years? Well, you can get that. And during the Mother's Day, check out the Dual Temp Layer. And right now, there's even special financing available.
That's a good present for Mother's
Day.
Dual
Temp Layer is only available at Sleep Number stores where queen mattresses. A queen mattress starts at $699. Head over to the Target Shopping Center, see Brian or Janice. Give them a call at 223-2300. You know what? They've got some new technology that come down that we're going to talk about from Sleep Number. That is just, again, to help you sleep. Okay, today, big day today, we're going to have, of course, our business of the week, hon. We've got Asphalt Cowboys, I believe, are rolling through here. You can't tell until they come screaming through the door dressed in yellow. And then, but then we have a couple representatives from the sheriff's office from the jail, including one of the officers I spoke to on Monday. And I can tell you this. I know they can't do this for everybody, so you're just going to have to see it through my eyes, what that jail was like, and the questions we're going to talk to the Officer Dowry and the lieutenant who is in charge of the jail, or assistant in charge of the jail, on how they make these decisions, how do they turn these people loose, and who do they keep, and also the environment inside the jail. The professionalism I saw, the attention to duty, that I witnessed, on just their everyday procedures and how they do it. How do they keep the place safe? And then what they have to face as corrections officers, not the same as police. It is totally different. For one, they're not armed. But it goes on from there on the differences between a police officer on the streets and a correction officer sitting in the jail. I tell you what, you're going to find this very, very interesting. And it's a continuing series on what can we do to get our arms around the crime situation here in the North State and probably in California.
What are some of the other headlines we're going to cover today? Of course, you can't turn on anything that has to do with any of the news broadcasts as well as online when we don't hear the name Monica Lewinsky, who has been surfacing again. I really want to talk about that.
You know what?
And then there's also
listen to me.
I also have.
I did not have sex with that woman.
Well, you know what? I think women.
One of the big lies. I'm sorry.
I think women have a whole different feeling about this than men do.
Really?
I really do. I really
do,
and I don't know. If we want to open this up for discussion, I have a very strong feeling about this. And I also wanted to talk about a discovery that happened that you just never know. Our world is so amazing. Our planet is so amazing that there has been a milestone finding.
Also, we want to talk about the call for the VA director, Eric Shinteski, to step down. And I am beating that drum. It's time for this man and his assistants to go. And also, Turtle Bay land sale is going to be on the ballot in November. All of this when we return. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. More talk radio, more local talk radio than you can just take in one day.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642, because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Small business owners are the heroes of our economy, yet the government targets job creators. I don't understand that. If you're an entrepreneur, let me help you grow your business. As the only locally produced afternoon drive time talk show in all of Northern California, we are poised to take your business to the next level. I host the Dan Fagan Show. Call me and let's work together. My number, 410-0028. 410-0028.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Redding, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palos Cedro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again in Palos Cedro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I found out where I came.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I love
discounts
it.
Discounts for veterans, e-cigs, Espresso Joe, any type of coffee and cold drink you can imagine there. Like I said, discounts for veterans, and they do so much for our community. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, let's start with this. VA Director Eric Chintosky, must step down, according to the American Legion, one of the largest veterans organizations in the United States. The VFW has not called for him to step down. Has said we need some oversight here. But there are a lot of people starting to say we're having a lot of problems. We've been having problems. How long have you been hearing me beat the drum about 600,000, 700,000, 800,000 cases backlogged in the Veterans Administration, and what are they doing about it? They're paying bonuses to the people that should be fixing this and aren't. Well, it's finally started to explode here with the Phoenix, what happened in Phoenix, where they found that they were keeping separate books on people, on veterans, and over 40 died and possibly more because of the bookkeeping they were doing, the fake bookkeeping they were doing, so they could keep their numbers up. Colorado, we got something exploding there. Oakland has been under a full-scale assault by Congressman LaMalfa's office because of the things they're doing, which, and VA handles all of, you know, the Northern California, Central Valley area, and in out of San Francisco, or out of Oakland. And they have whistleblowers going there. There's going to be a great show this weekend on We the People with some of the people from that office. That office needs to be cleaned out. But it goes back to the top. It's not just the VA director. It also needs to go not just Shinseski. It needs to be to the Undersecretary for Health, Robert Petzl, and Undersecretary for Benefits, Allison Hickey. All of them. This place needs to be cleaned out. And finally, you know, the Obama administration says, he has his best interest at heart. Well, maybe he does, but he's not doing the job. It's time for the director of the Veterans Administration to be replaced. And the quicker, the better. We need to fix what's going on here. 22 veterans a day commit suicide. Now, can you lay that at the feet of the director? Well, I tell you what, you can lay it at the feet of the VA in many cases who don't get the people the treatment they need because of their bureaucratic inability to get the job done. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Say it's time for this man to go. Now, that's how I feel. Turtle Bay land sale goes to voters on November 4th. City Council voted 5-0 to say, okay, we're not going to push this through. We're going to let the voters have their say on this. So it's going to be a part of the election, the general election. Mm. There's already the arguments are already starting about how it should be written. The unions want. City attorney to be disqualified from writing it. Francie Sullivan jumps in and says, wait a minute, we need this to be written in such a way it reflects truth because a lot of the people that were signing these petitions were not being told the truth by the people collecting them. So this is another little battle going on there. Bottom line is that people get to vote on whether we want to have Turtle Bay move forward with this land sale or if we want to stop it. As it is, it stopped it until November. I think that pretty much concludes what I was going to say.
Yeah. And
well, this really bothers me about this VA director. It really bothers me. This has been going on for years. And yet everybody seems to think, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's not our fault. Yes, it is. Yes, it is your fault. And it's the administration's fault that we've got veterans out there that can't get the services that they need. Some of them have been waiting for years.
Delay and deny until they die.
You got it. You know what? And you know what? People laugh about this. It's only 1% of the population who's ever in the armed forces, my friends. You know what? If we can take care of illegals, if we can take care of all of these other things, oh, let's send all these billions and billions of dollars to all these other countries, we ought to be able to take care of the veterans. And if we don't have the man or the woman in charge, get rid of them and get somebody that can get the job. Okay, now I am finished.
Tell us how you really feel.
No, I think it's great. You know,
watch them die.
The Carl rant. You have every right to feel that way. Well, here's something that we were talking before the break about, you know, how we're still finding discoveries, and we will, I think, until end of time, keep finding discoveries on our planet. And here's an article that I want to share with you because I think it's fascinating. Not all tyrannosaurs had short, brutish faces like that of the Tyrannosaurus rex. Paleontologists in China have unearthed the remains of a slender, long-snouted tyrannosaur and nicknamed it Pinocchio Rex for its impressive nose. Now, earlier discoveries had hinted at tyrannosaurs with elongated snouts. The new finding confirms that not only did they exist, but they make up an entirely new class of dinosaurs. Now, I find this absolutely fascinating. Pinocchio Rex tells us pretty unequivocally that these long-snouted tyrannosaurs were a real thing. Now, when they date this back...
Pinocchio Rex,
found in China, by the way.
I'm just seeing Jiminy Cricket.
He goes, when you wish upon...
Okay, so notably, the dinosaur snout makes up about 70% of the length of its skull, which is similar to the proportion seen in Mongolian fossils of two species of Alioramus. Okay, I love all these. Paleontologists have been unsure what to make of the fossils because both specimens came from juvenile animals, leading some scientists to suggest that Alioramus had a long, narrow snout in its childhood. Now, what we go back to is saying that they think that this dates back 66 million years, folks.
Wow.
I love that.
But you know what else we love? Coach Bob calling in. Coach Bob,
good morning, Coach. What's on your mind?
Music to my ears.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah, you're not a stroke of guy, I'll tell you. I hadn't even said a word, and I'm getting accolades like that. Hey, just a quick thing. My brother was quite a Navy historian, and he always told me that the commander of a ship in the Navy is responsible for his ship, whether he's awake, asleep, on leave, doesn't matter. 24/7, 365. Anything happens on that ship is his responsibility. It stops at the top. I don't know why we don't adopt that philosophy across the board with every one of our leaders, including the head of the VA. These people that run from responsibility when something underneath it happens, it's their fault.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because this is the kind of the climate we have here. You know, Benghazi was not Hillary's fault. The IRS and the Fast and Furious wasn't Holder's fault. IRS wasn't anybody's fault. You know, who's who's in charge?
Yeah, who's in charge? That's exactly right. You know, it's a funny thing. I guess I adopted the attitude in business in my company for the 40-some years I've done it, that if I had an employee made a mistake, that's my fault. I may fire him for it, but it's ultimately my fault. I did something wrong that guy didn't know what to do or did it wrong or didn't comprehend it. If he didn't comprehend, I didn't explain it right.
Yeah, you know, and there's some things though that is that you can try, you can explain it to them, and sometimes they refuse to listen. In this case, if we've got all these problems in the middle management and higher management levels, there's somebody should have gone through there and actually really looked at what they were doing. Because I tell you what, the congressman was getting a million letters and phone calls from people that were having problems. Well, why were they sending it to him? It's because they weren't getting anything out of the VA.
That's exactly correct.
It's sad.
Yeah. Responsibility.
There you go.
Not a bad thing to have.
Yeah, you know what? And it's never too early to start talking about it, too, or teaching kids. Two years old, they understand responsibility. They understand if they throw something on the floor, they can pick it up. You know,
and hopefully we'll all accept the responsibility to vote come November.
You know what? If we don't,
I know.
We deserve it.
Yeah, darn straight we do. I'll let you guys go. I'm pulling into a job.
Okay.
Thank you much.
Coach Bob, thank you so much. Wow. You know what? I saw Indy Guy's back, too. Indy Guy's back in the chat room. Hey, Indy Guy, Indy good Guy. Morning. Angel.
We have a few minutes left. Let's talk about Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, yes.
She is opening up about her affair with former President Bill Clinton for the first time in years, sharing how the internet has driven her and others to global humiliation.
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, she's been stalked by everybody. Monica Lewinsky was 21 years old when the most powerful man in the world starts coming on to her.
Seduced her. Well, maybe she seduced him.
No. I refuse to believe that. He is the most powerful man in the world. He's married. He's in the White House. And you don't, you know what? If he can't withstand the wiles of a 21-year-old who is just obviously idol-worshipping him, and, you know, and when she... falls to her knees, in front of him going, we're not worthy kind of thing.
Right.
You know what? This is him. This is his fault. It is not her fault. Does she have part to do with it? Probably. The vast majority is him. He would have relieved and thrown out of the military men who had done a lot less than that. In fact, it happened under his watch.
I would prefer that the man with his finger on the nuclear arsenal have a little bit of integrity.
There you go. Okay, now I want to say this from a woman's perspective, is that it is a man's world. It is still a man's world. This gal was groomed and seduced. A very powerful man who, for some, think he maybe is a sex, there's sexiness and power and whatever, and he gave his sights on, put his sights on her. So, I feel badly. There was horrible choices made, but I can't even imagine what it must be like to be the father and the mother and the brother and family members. And you can just imagine, we talked about this, that if she came to a dinner party, who's her friends, who are not her friends? Her friends blew her out of the water. People that she trusted blew her out of the water. And forever she's tainted. She has the scarlet letter on her forehead. What is he? He's considered to be like the best president.
The hero.
He lied,
yeah,
under oath. One of the best presidents. This
impeached.
Girl's life was ruined. And it makes me angry because I think
that's away.
Where we are so skewed as in the human race, and skewed as far as how we deal with politics. He goes off unscathed and she still walks around with the scarlet letter. That's wrong.
And we'll be right back after these
one
messages.
One good rant leads right to another.
Planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The Lone Stranger and Sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is May the 7th, Wednesday. 57 degrees out there. The time is 7:34 in the morning.
All right.
We're having a good time here.
Yeah, we're having a great time.
This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know what? Orchard Nutrition has four in-store
nutritionists
on the staff, in-store deli, any type of natural food and supplement that you can possibly think of is there. Head on down to Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
All right. You see those guys in the yellow shirts, and they do so much in our community, and not just what's going on with Rodeo Week, but all year long. And with us this morning is Barry Weisswasser, who is with the Asphalt Cowboys. Now, did I just rip apart your last name again?
That's easy for you to say.
No, that was amazingly accurate.
Oh, amazingly accurate.
And I can't see it because I pronounce it the way he tells me, and it just, you know,
Barry,
and I could be sued later on.
I aim to do it right.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. So just like you guys, when you make your pancakes and you do your pancake breakfast and you do all the things you do for rodeo, I don't know if our community gives you enough accolades. We need a cheerleading squad to be rah-rah-ree, you know. Yeah. Hip-hip-hurree for the Asphalt Cowboys.
Hip-hip-hurree.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before. But
you know what? The Asphalt Cowboys are such an important part of what goes on around here in our town. And you do a lot of other things besides just the rodeo.
Oh, certainly. I mean, we just did the 2 days breakfast for Cool April Nights. In June, we will have a breakfast for the Walk for Life. And, you know, of course, in September, we do our community barbecue, serve 7,000 people.
Wow.
Now, but some people may not realize is that you guys were formed to help the sheriff.
Yes.
You're just not just a happy group of guys that drinks beer and accidentally fixes food.
And
later
that's why
on.
You guys shoot your guns off at the end of the parade. Because you can.
Because we can. We're actually all sworn volunteer deputies for the Shasta County Sheriff's Department. And in case of an emergency, we would be called out and have been called out to prepare breakfast, dinner for instance, a couple of years ago, the Manton Fire. We prepared a meal for 250, 300 evacuees at Big League Dreams. So, and we've other fires, we've done the same thing.
So, your name came up when we attended an event that was about emergency preparedness. It would be like, okay, well, this is where the Asphalt Cowboys come out with all their chairs and their tables, and you're food, able to pull it out in a day, in a matter of hours, and make it happen.
Correct.
I'm flipping it. Bob's like, what's that noise? That's my, you know.
Okay.
Snapping my fingers.
Let's talk rodeo.
Okay.
You've got a list of things that are going to happen. Let's start with the first day.
Well, actually, Monday of this week, we had our annual golf tournament,
right,
which turned out fantastic, as
Super.
Always.
Great day for it.
Cinco de Mayo.
Great day for it.
Oh, yes. It was a great day. Little tiny bit of sprinkles, but otherwise perfect weather. Then this Friday, we have our Top Hand dinner, which
right.
pretty much kicks off rodeo week.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is the Redding Rodeo Association Steak Feed. That's their kickoff.
That's right. Big dance and steak feed out there in the rodeo arena.
And the karaoke contest, which will determine who gets to sing the national anthem at Wednesday's rodeo. So different, you know, contestants
Fun.
Coming in. To,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was asked to be one of the judges for the contest.
Well, it's because of that fine baritone voice you have.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Barry the baritone. Okay.
Or we call him
Barry Beartown. There you go. All right. Then after that.
Some people call me Barry Cuda. I'm just kidding. Anyways, Monday of next week, we will have our bank and business decoration judging, where we'll go around to various banks and other businesses around town who decorate and have entered the contest. And, we give a little award to everyone that participates, and then there's monetary and trophy awards for, you know, first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's all around our theme, which is outlaws and petticoats this year.
Your theme is outlaws and petticoats.
I hope so.
I can visualize that. Well, no, that's good enough.
He's reading it. On, not, and not in.
Is there outlaws in petticoats?
No, and.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
Not ready for that yet, okay?
Which one are you, Barry?
If you'd like to be, though. Cross-dresser. Cross-dressing rodeo. Thank you.
Let's go.
Trust me, I would be an outlaw, okay?
All right, so now you've, okay, we got, now what about, what's the special kids' day?
Oh, that. To me and a lot of the other cowboys is like the toughest day of rodeo week.
And that's May 13th.
That's May 13th.
And why would it be the toughest day of rodeo week?
Well, we, schools and various other organizations bus in special kids. And they all line up and we put them on horses and walk them around the arena. And it's just very emotional.
Mm.
To see these kids, you know, they might start out crying and not wanting to get on a horse, and then you put them up there and talk to them, and you tell them the horse's name, and you have them touch the horses, and then they're just they just turn around, they're smiling and laughing, and it's just
so
to
you
me,
have
it's very emotional.
Oh yeah, so you have these special horses that are. You know, we tend to forget that they're very feeling animals. They can sense if you're vulnerable, or you know, they sense that they can take advantage. And then there's certain ones that will know. Oh, this is a like you said, a special. And there's some that kind of that is such an interesting thing in itself, right there. How the horse and the child interact.
Yeah, you know, the horses will turn around and look as you're lifting them up into the saddle, and there's a asphalt cowboy on each side of the child on the saddle to make sure, you know, there's no falling off.
Yeah.
And then there's a leader of the horse, and we all walk around the arena together. We take pictures of the kids and give them the pictures, and it's
a big night. It's a big night. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. It's a super thing. Yeah. Okay, then we have, Chili Feed and Shootout.
Tuesday night, we have our Quick Draw Contest, the Chili Cook-Off, and our Street Dance.
That's Tuesday night?
Yes, Tuesday night. And it's a lot of fun. It's free to everybody.
Yeah, it's interesting to see that night. We've judged the chili.
We've judged there for the last 3 years.
And it's really interesting to see the chili. There's white bean chili.
We haven't been invited this year.
There's every kinds of interesting looking chili. Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there. Good. So Chili Cook-Off is May 13th. And then the Quick Draw Contest is May 13th. And that's always fun to watch.
The two of you shoot it out there.
And he just asked me if I'd lost weight.
Yeah,
That's
it's
a good
easier
time
to draw that way.
A lot of people out there in that day, and with the chili cook-off and the quick draw contest. And then you've got a cellular phone contest too, right?
I think that's going on.
I'm not sure.
The cell phone shootout, they called it.
There's not that many more flip phones, Carl. So, yeah. Okay, now what about this Donkey Dynasty?
As you can see by my, grungy face, we have a beard growing contest. And everyone was told that we had to participate as a cowboy. And I've never had a full beard, and you can see why. But
I like it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, that makes one of us.
Well, so you were brave enough to do it up with the other cowboys. Y'all grown beards.
Well, he had no choice. You hear what he said? You want to be a cowboy, wear the yellow shirt, drink beer, you've got to grow a beard.
For this particular thing, is this a contest, the donkey thing?
Yes, and there are at least two people from the public that have also entered the contest. And so we'll have, I don't know, there are many different categories that you could win. I'm sure for the ugliest beard, I will get the award.
Quit putting yourself down on that. It looks nice. At least it's trimmed.
Well.
Okay.
Well, you know.
Moving right along here. After the, so what happens next after that?
Street dance.
And
Wednesday. Let's see. Well, the rodeo is
starts Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and of course the Champions Challenge on Saturday.
Yep,
big days.
Oh yeah,
and then of course you know what the biggest thing of all that people have talked about besides rodeo
10,000, 20,000 of your favorite friends and running
pancake breakfast.
Is this cool? Of course, Friday morning, 5 a.m. We'll start serving those hotcakes.
And we'll be there from 7 to 9.
Challenge anybody in the whole wide world to come to Reading and experience how a group of men put together quickly you guys have created, you've made your equipment, you've created these things so that it's really kind of miraculous in how you guys take downtown and turn it into a pancake breakfast for 3 hours and boom, you're out.
Yes, we set up Thursday morning at Roaring Gulch.
Roaring Gulch.
Right on Market Street, south of Placer to
right next
South
to
Street.
The Market Street Steakhouse and the Vintage and the Bank. You're right down there. Yeah, you can't miss it. And we're going to take a break. But I tell you what, get your little fingers ready because we're giving away two tickets to the pancake breakfast. 605-4567. We'll be right back after these messages.
Continue to tighten up across the country. Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. 57 degrees. It is 7:50 in the morning, May the 7th. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we gave away our tickets to the pancake breakfast to Cheyenne. You know what? If you're going to give away tickets to the pancake breakfast during the rodeo, Cheyenne might be the one you want to give them to.
And who knows? We may have a few more throughout the week.
And next week, too.
Yeah, we've got our Asphalt Cowboys with us this morning, Barry Weiswasser. But this portion of the show, before we get into more rodeo events, is brought to you by Four Winds Drury on 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. It's going to be Mother's Day, folks. Don't wait to the last minute, because inside of Four Winds Jewelry, you're going to find excellent prices and estate jewelry. Also, he's got some interesting turquoise. You know, it's rodeo week coming up, too. If you've been waiting for turquoise jewelry and silver jewelry, you know, Leonard's a collector. He's got some interesting pieces, as well as being in the diamond and opal business and any kind of gemstones for 40 years. This guy knows his business. Check it out, Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry. Now, Barry Weiswasser is our guest this morning. He's an Asphalt Cowboy. How long have you been with the Asphalt Cowboys, Barry?
15 years this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you're called, you come. It's kind of like...
How do you become an Asphalt Cowboy?
Well, you have to know somebody.
Yes.
It's not what you know.
It's a brethren.
Know. Actually, it's you're sponsored by someone who, I brought couple of guys into the Cowboys, and I try to be sure that the person that I'm proposing will work at least 110% as hard as I have, because that's of utmost importance, the commitment required, because, you know, like Linda said, you know, when you're called, you got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody has a job in the Cowboys.
It's not all fun and games.
No,
it's a lot. You know what? People, we joke, especially me, about, you know, all the fun and frivolity. But there's a lot of hard work you all put on. I mean, to make it happen calls for hours and hours of dedication. And this is a community organization that really does support the community.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have our fun, but by George, there's a lot of work.
Yeah. So, okay, now, you've got a parade.
The Kitty Parade. Let's talk about the Kitty Parade.
On Thursday afternoon at the Mount Shasta Mall, we have our Kitty Pet Parade.
Oh,
and,
cute.
You know.
Does anybody bring lizards?
There are lizards and snakes.
Iguanas
and chickens
with hats
and
on.
Donkeys and turtles and
wow.
Dogs and cats and just any kind of thing you can imagine.
Yep.
And we have our own pooper scoopers, so that's not a big problem.
Hey, you know what? Your pooper scoopers in the parade, when we have emceed, you have these little areas. I don't know what you call it, Area 1, Area 2, whatever. You don't have Area 51. But
Area 51 is our clubhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been one of those locations calling out the parade. And I just have to say, the pooper scoopers, they do a great job.
Oh yeah, they're I believe they're FFA
yeah.
kids, and
no
yeah, they
strangers
do a great
to poop.
Job. No, they're kind of used to it.
Yeah, let's go on to the parade there. The we're going to be announcing the parade again. We like doing that.
Yeah,
you know,
we're
asked to do that. And once they kind of reel you in, and so
Saturday
we
morning,
we really enjoy it. The Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard, by the way, is back, and they were cut back. Their appearances were cut back severely because of sequestration. Plus, just the cutbacks in the military and the DOD and the budgets and everything.
And they are heartthrobs, okay?
But we were one of the few places in the United States that was chosen to, you know, that for them to come here. And from here, I think they're heading back to Washington, D.C. For a number of things that are happening for Memorial Day. So they're going to be here. And then do you know how many entries we have this year by any chance?
I don't. I'm not privy to that information.
We'll get closer to that next week, but it is just
they're still coming in.
It is. Every year it's great, and every year the Buckskin Cuties. Is it Buckskin?
Buckeye.
Cuties.
Could be Buckskin that day.
The Buckeye Cuties come through. I'm just having a great day with names today, huh?
Yeah.
Huh, Dave?
So cute to watch them with their little batons.
The little 3-year-old at the end is crying. Every time it's a different one.
It's like,
it comes through. It's like, woohoo! I don't really want to be
here. But it's such a great organization, and we have so much fun. The community comes out. Everybody, you know, lines the streets. And
it's just a lot of fun.
And that happens on Saturday morning. Of course, you know, the whole week is chocked full of something for everyone and very family friendly.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's the whole community. It's not individuals, just like our street dance. There's a lot of kids that show up there because the chili cook-off, they like to watch the quick draw contest.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do anything that's
adult
more themed. Offensive that, yes. than we ever do.
So, you know, we've got the Reading Rodeo Parade. We've gone down the week now.
Except for one thing.
What?
We talked about the bank and business judging. We did not mention the bank holdup.
Oh.
The lone stranger.
Oh, boy.
Did you hear there's going to be a bank holdup?
I read it here.
Don't you guys have this?
I read it here on your Rodeo Week activities.
We also have like...
That's going to be on Monday, May 12th.
Well, have you ever seen the TV coverage of that? You can tell that the Asphalt Cowboys in the bank are totally unaware of any bank holdup going on.
Well, I was there. You know, I was there last year doing a remote from right there when it was going down.
That's right.
I talked to the people that were being robbed. I talked to the people robbing would not talk to me. I did wave at them as they went by, but they would not talk to me. And then we have, but everybody there was being robbed. We were talking about it.
You have a riddle too? That's a really big deal. That everybody throughout the community, where the person who solves the riddle gets the loot.
Oh, yes. Every day there's a new riddle to solve in order to figure out, number one, where the loot was hidden, and number two, who the lone stranger and a sidekick are.
Uh-huh. And so I know you can hear it on, you know, when you're watching your local broadcast, and it's in the maybe we should get that every day where we can talk about that on the air.
Usually all the radio stations.
We do. We get it.
Okay. And that starts when? When do you start with the rhymes and the riddles?
That will be that Monday morning.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah. My goodness.
But not until after the bank holdup.
So who's the lone stranger?
I'm not privy to that information.
Don't try to trip somebody up. That's the whole fun. Carl.
All right.
So direct sometimes. We're going to go to the chili cook-off.
She didn't say no.
We are going to go to and see the quick draw contest. We are going to go to the pancake breakfast. You'll see us there. We'll broadcast in the morning. Come and see us and say hello. I'd love to see you guys. And you know what? There's always room. It's never super crowded. You may have some kind of a line, but it moves quickly, and you're in and out. You can do it before work. Yeah, it's just so wonderful. Wonderful. And then, of course, the rodeo parade is great. And then, of course, do not forget that this is really the biggest rodeo this year. I mean, last year was spectacular. Double it this year with how many people are involved with the rodeo.
Over 450 applicants already, or people are signing up for
purses entrance. Over $200,000.
The championship challenge on Saturday. This is huge, huge, and the whole it's good for our community. It's good for all the businesses around here, and it's a good way to have fun and just kind of get together out there.
Right, and I'd also like to say that the Nathan Thomas Band is our band for the street dance.
Cool,
and I'd like to thank all the volunteers that help us on all our big activities. like the big breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Our guest has been Barry Weisswasser, who is here from Asphalt Cowboys, talking about what's happening. It's going to be happening next week. Along, we're going to have a lot of cowboys, and we're going to have the one-armed bandit in here. We're going to have a lot of things happening next week here, all in conjunction with Rodeo Week. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. All makes and models, you name it, they can fix it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. When we come back after the news, we've got two members of our correction officers that run our jail. We're going to talk about how do you make that decision on who gets turned loose back on our streets. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. will send a team of experts to Nigeria to assist in the search for nearly 300 teenage girls abducted by a terrorist group. SRN's Greg Clugston reports.
Secretary of State John Kerry reiterated the offer during a phone call with Nigeria's president. And White House spokesman Jay Carney urged the Nigerian government to use all available resources.
Time is of the essence. Appropriate action must be taken to locate and to free these young women before they are trafficked or killed.
Carney said the U.S. team would include military and law enforcement personnel with expertise in intelligence, investigations, hostage negotiating, and victim assistance. Greg Clugston, SRN News, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, House Speaker John Boehner is establishing a select committee to investigate the Benghazi scandal.
This is all about getting to the truth. There's not going to be a sideshow. There's not going to be a circus. This is a serious investigation.
Boehner chose Representative Trey Gowdy of South Carolina to lead the committee. The Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey show is a circus, and one of the performers who collapsed to the ground on Sunday in that accident in Rhode Island says she wants to get back in action as soon as possible. She knows, along with her fellow performers, that they're always taking a risk.
You know, we hope it doesn't happen, but we know that we are taking that risk, and we love it enough to take that risk every day to make people happy.
And that is Samantha Pittard, one of the eight circus acrobats who plunged about 20 feet to the ground during a hair-hanging act witnessed by thousands of people. She says she can't wait to do it again. Traffic is slowing again on both sides of a major California to Nevada interstate after being blocked by a bridge fire that stalled travelers. Interstate 15 is a major artery between Southern California and Las Vegas. At Wall Street, the Dow is doing better. Right now it's up 30 points. Still a rough session for the high-tech sector. The NASDAQ is down. This is SRN News.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok-fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
Some comments today from the head of the Federal Reserve, Chairman Janet Yellen, says the U.S. economy is improving, but the job market remains far from satisfactory. She made her comments at Congress's Joint Economic Committee. Former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke has a book deal.
Bernanke's agreement is with publisher W.W. Norton & Company. The book will encompass his years at the Fed and his response to the economic crisis of 2008. Norton says the book, which is currently untitled, is scheduled for next year. Bernanke served on the Fed from 2002 until this year. He was appointed to 2 4-year terms as chairman. He was succeeded by Janet Yellen.
That is SRN's Jeremy House reporting harsh winter weather now being blamed for U.S. productivity falling in the first quarter while labor costs were on the rise. The Labor Department says productivity declined at an annual rate of 1.7% in the January through March quarter. One of the principal leaders of the anti-drug cartel Vigilantes has now announced that they must postpone a government-imposed deadline for disarmament. More on that ongoing standoff between the Mexican government and those Vigilantes from SRN's James Bleers.
Michoacán's Special Commissioner Alfredo Castillo has set a strict May 10th deadline for the SAF Defense Forces to hand over their guns and stand down. But one of the main leaders, Estanislao Beltran, has just said this now won't be possible. He explains their aim remains to rid all of Michoacán's 113 municipalities of drug cartels before disbanding, and this has yet to be achieved.
That is SRN's James Bleers reporting for us from Mexico City. New figures from the World Health Organization show maternal deaths have fallen worldwide, dropping by 45% since 1990. Ironically, in some more prosperous countries, including our own, the rate is on the rise. Obesity and problems related to too much in the way of prosperity are being blamed.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 7th of May. We're here. It's 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is back up. Our server has been fixed.
Thank you.
And besides, you can hear us streaming, but now you can make your comments in here, as many of you have. We have Kathy Lathrop Cummings here from Wells Fargo. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 19 points at 16,420. The S&P 500 is up fractionally at 1,868. And the NASDAQ is down 47 at 4,032. Active stocks today include Yahoo, which is down $2.43 at $34.06. And Twitter, which is down $1.33 at $30.52. Stocks of local interest, Exo Group is down 1 penny at $10.15, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 44 cents at $44.75. In the bond market, we find higher prices for the 10-year Treasury yield, bringing that to 2.59%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.35 at $100.85. Gold is down $12.30 at $1,296.30, and silver is down 26 cents at $19.38. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 right here on KCNR. If you're looking for financial freedom, looking for how to invest your money, or maybe your investments need to be looked at, give them a call at 243-7561 and then stop on by Park Marina Drive for their offices. Good people down there that know what they're doing. Hey, and what's
currently,
the weather look like?
Well, it looks like it's going to be 60 degrees. I'm sorry, I just cut you off again, Carl. I mean, you know,
you know what?
We can cut me off on the radio.
That's okay. Just let that be the only place.
We have a studio full of guests, and get ready for this next hour. We're looking forward to also calling in at 605-4567. And also our chat pack, if you want to pose a question or something on our website, go to KCNR1460.com and listen in on the chat pack. It's currently 60 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 78, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 52. Thursday, a slight chance of showers there, and Thursday night we go up to about 40% chance of showers. We look forward to any kind of precipitation and bringing forward the raindrops. So anyway, beautiful day today. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now, you know, we've been having a continuing series on the crime situation and how we're handling it here in North State and especially in Shasta County. So far, as you know, every month we have the chief of police on and the sheriff, Tom Basenko and Rob Pelletti. But now we've expanded it out, and so that we also have had the interim director of probations with us, and then we had our DA, Steve Carlton, what a lot of consternation is about is people that get turned loose from the jail, that they go in, they go out. It's not like the Hotel California where you can check in but you never get out. The fact is they're bringing them in, they're having to turn them loose. And we've been told a variety of reasons. And so Monday I had the opportunity to go down to the jail and have a tour of the jail and sit down and talk with the correctional officers and no inmates, but the correctional officers there and the captain. And then from there we have been fortunate enough now to have Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley and Lieutenant Dave Kent. And Lieutenant Kent is the facility manager of the Shasta County Jail. Join us this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Okay, we'll start with rank first. Lieutenant Kent. Can I call you Dave here?
Absolutely.
Okay, Dave. Dave now unless we're in the jail.
Well, he's got a badge on, so he may be Mister.
That's right. No, it'd be Lieutenant.
Oh, it'd always be LT.
Dave, how'd you get into law enforcement?
Well, my father was in law enforcement with LAPD, and my brother was also with Long Beach PD, and so it's in the family, in the blood.
A lot of police come. It's like military families. A lot of police come from police families.
It is, and so with that discipline and how I was brought up, just something I was very interested in. I started down in the LA area with the academy, and then moved up here in 1991.
Okay, and did you go to the sheriff's department then, or were you with the police department and shifted, or?
Actually, I've been with the Sheriff's Department. That's the only agency that I've been with here in Shasta County.
Since 1991.
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. And then Officer Mark Dudley. Mark, how about you?
Well, I've always been interested in law enforcement. I think throughout my life I've been interested in service. I was a Boy Scout. I was a Naval officer.
Thank you for your service, by the way.
Thank you. I became a teacher sometime after getting out of the Navy. And moved up here and finally found a decent opportunity to try my hand at law enforcement when I was almost 40 years old and applied and got the job here.
So Naval officer, I love how you went Boy Scout to Naval officer. I love that.
And then the teacher.
And when you say we know that that Lieutenant Kent came from the Los Angeles area, where did you grow up?
In the Bay Area. Actually.
In the Bay Area. Okay. Was there any law enforcement in your family?
No, but some military. My dad had served in the Army. My uncle was a commander in the Coast Guard when he retired.
So you guys,
that's the other part,
rules
too,
and regulations were part of, yeah. So you bring forward knowing that we have to live with rules and regulations. And so it's great to be able to know that, have grown up with that, and be able to and help with our society to enforce that with what you guys are doing now.
And feel free, either one of you, to answer this. Every one of the people, every one of the leaders we've had on, and I'm not putting them on the spot because this is their words, have said to me is that the justice system is broken. Is that what you see?
It has some flaws, definitely. And there's
is
a lot of room
this
for
Dave
improvement.
Kent right here. Okay,
yes.
A lot of room for improvement.
There are a lot of programs that we need to bring into this community to try and help the problems that we have. Let's say at the jail, we're talking about releasing inmates. I think that there's more money that needs to be filtered and sent into those programs to make sure that we hold these people accountable and not just let them free and hope that they come back to court.
It's not working, is it?
Not right now, it's not.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'd like to start off with, for people, if you can just give a brief synopsis of how the jail is organized in the three floors, the pods, and how they're broken down like that, just so people have kind of an idea that when, you know, what's the jail look like? You know, we can keep this many people. This is how much room we have, and how you are kind of like always on that brink right there. And with the fact that, you all booked 12,000 people last year, 12,000 people into that Shasta County Jail, which has what, 380 beds.
And that's a maximum.
And that's,
we never get that high. We run typically at the most around 340.
Okay. I think we need to talk about that. But if we can come back and talk about the organization, the jail, the physical organization, then we can start getting into this and the problems that we run into. And also I want to talk about the differences between a correction officer working in that jail and a cop on the beat. There, I was amazed to see the differences in it. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We're talking justice. We're talking our jail system here and what we're doing, what these men and women are doing to keep our streets safe.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460. And once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Here you go back, Jack, do it again.
We'll go back and wow. Jack and do it again. Now yeah, we're talking about back, Jack, it's our justice system here. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's May the 7th. 8:18 in the morning, 61 degrees out there today. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Avenue. Our firearms dealer of choice here. They pride themselves at Bastiani Arms on having the ammo and guns that you want and every type of shooting accessory that you could possibly want, all in stock and at fair prices. Give them a call at 222-8222. Our guests today are Lieutenant Dave Kent, who is the facility manager of the Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley. And we appreciate y'all coming in.
Yes,
I know that
thank
this
you.
Is probably now you get to go from here back to back to safety. I'm not sure.
Watching the bad guys.
Yeah,
that's right.
Dave Kent, who's the facility manager, Lieutenant Dave Kent. Dave, can you people see the building? Can you describe what's in the building though for everybody so they have an idea of how it's divided up and why we can only keep X number of people in there?
Absolutely. So the jail was built in 1984, and it's a modified direct supervision facility. So inside we have three detention floors. Each of those floors are actually two stories. And inside of those day room areas, you can have up to 32 inmates in each of the day rooms. There's four day rooms on each detention level. So with that, we have 12 detention day rooms, and they're all used for different classifications of inmates that come in. And that's sentenced and unsentenced. Those with gang background, with prison sentence background, male, female, gender. So there's a lot of different classifications that Officer Dudley and others have to make sure that they're separated properly. There's also a medical wing that has a smaller section with two day rooms for those who need to convalesce and have medical problems, need to be separated from the general population. So that in itself is, we talk about, it's an art. It's very complex in making sure that everyone gets along while they're in the jail, and for those that need to go to court or those that need to serve time when they're sentenced. So our rated capacity is 381 inmates, although we have a court order that states that we keep that at 90%. So that's 343 inmates. And so with that, we're just about right at that brink. We're usually our average daily population is about 330 to 340, depending on the situation. And like Officer Dudley works on making sure that there's a balance for those that are coming in, those inmates that are coming in, and those that need to be triaged in a sense or redirected to other facilities or they're sent to alternative custody programs and so on. So it's always mm-hmm. this ebbs and flows.
Well, we're going to talk to Officer Dudley because you're kind of the guy that does this and who you turn loose and all that in a couple minutes here. I want to keep going. I want to keep concentrating here on the interior of the jail. You've got them broken down in the pods, like you said. And you've got one, it's for really bad people. When
That's
I say
correct.
Bad people, people that are extremely violent. And that, you know, and that cannot, that's never at capacity because of the real fear or the real concern. Not fear, but the real concern that there could be somebody get hurt in there if you room people together.
That's correct.
You've got room for two people in each cell.
Most of them, yes.
Most of them. And, I mean, you've got room for that. But and a good example is the guy that tried to choke his roomie the other day. Yeah. The guy that also pled guilty to three other murders tried to also
That's
strangle
not
it.
Something unusual, though, within a jail population with violent offenders that there would possibly be a few murders per year.
Well, I know that in our jail, that's rare because of our classification. I think that we're on top of making sure that those inmates are properly screened so that we don't have these kind of incidents. And in that case, there was no indicators or signs that led us to believe that those two would have any violence, so that they'd have violence against each other, and it happened. So again,
in fact, they were friends. They'd asked to be together.
That's correct.
So, you know, and the other thing I noticed too is that your correction officers that are there, they treat at least when I saw it, they treat the prisoners with and the way I would say it is a respect in the sense of treating them like a human, that you don't get into this numbers thing, but are polite in the sense that not weak. But
civil.
I expect, yeah, civil. That's great. They treat them civilly and expect to be treated back civilly. Could I say that's true?
I think so. It's stern but professional. And again, this is a profession. It's not just a job. And when we talk about these inmates that we may see on the streets, these are people. They've made mistakes,
and
they've corrected that.
Let's talk about this. That gets into it, and Officer Dudley was talking to me about this, as was the sergeant, about this, that the difference between a beat cop, or a policeman on the street that's arresting them, and the correction officer, and what you all face. Just let me preface it by saying the officer on the street will pick somebody up, maybe in some really horrendous circumstances, violence and everything. They will bring them down to the jail. At that point, they hand them off to you. And that may be the last time the offender sees that policeman for months because they don't go to trial. On the other hand, then now they are living with you, you might say.
Officer. That's correct. Yeah, we spend probably, I think it's fair to say, as much time with the inmates as we do our own families. I mean, it's certainly, if you're working a day shift, you're spending the majority of your waking hours with the inmates.
Now, the inmates also get to know you all.
Absolutely.
And this is a small town.
It's kind of creepy. There's a creepiness of that.
But Dave and Mark were talking about it. They just have nothing else to do but sit there and listen and watch. Mm-hmm. So they learn a lot about the correction officers, don't they?
That's true. It's a concern that we have.
Do you have to talk in code?
No, but we do consciously monitor our conversations and sometimes you need to get reminded, hey, don't talk about that.
Which leads me to a question that as you are unfolding information and sharing with our listeners, you know, I know for myself personally that I'm affected by my surroundings. I get exhausted if I'm around draining people, you know. They call them vampire suckage, whatever. So what do you guys do? What do you do to blow it off, to blow off the steam, to be able to decompress or completely, like, if something's happened that's pretty tragic inside the prison or you've heard something, how do you – is it all about compartmentalization? I mean, I'm curious to know how you do that.
Yeah, well, I think it is a lot compartmentalization, Lieutenant.
Well, I think that if we have an incident or something that may be a critical incident, we usually debrief that. We want to make sure that everybody gets what they're feeling or thinking out in the open. And that's very important. It's as important as a briefing. Debriefing is almost more important. So we make sure that we assess and do a better job next time if we can. So we're always making sure we're trying to do the better job.
Well, you know, Mark, I look at it like this from a military point of view, and Dave, is we have an IED go off. That's what you brief everybody and all that. But that day in and day out of driving up and down those roads ready for one to go off, that wears our Marines down, I think, more than something where you can react to it. And I think this is what Linda's saying, is every day you're going into a place where there's a chance for violence. There's a chance – I mean, you're seeing things. You're seeing people that are just there waiting. And how do you handle that day-to-day?
You have to remind yourself when you're coming to work that you have to be on your game. You have to be switched on, tuned in. And as correctional officers that actually walk into the pods with, you know, up to 32 inmates – there are times when you're going to have your back to them, and you have to be conscious of that at all times. You don't want to be in that situation for too long because you just really never know when something is going to go bad.
And that's the part I think is the hardest part, and this is where I empathize with you all. You don't know it could happen any time, but you've got to still keep going back in there.
The adrenaline.
You don't have a choice. And that's where I'm looking at. This is where I see it. And you're absolutely right.
I mean, do you fish? Do you golf? I mean, how do you just go like, okay, I got to check out.
Ride your Harley afterwards?
Yeah, just something like that.
Everybody has their way of releasing in a sense. And I know exercise is a big part of it. That's something we talk about, lifetime fitness.
Good.
That's the most important thing. And really taking your job and setting it down when you're finished.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Jean, good morning.
Hi. I was wondering about how you deal with the people that you bring in that's been on meth and all the other drugs that are now going cold turkey, and what are all the ramifications, and how do you handle all of that?
That's a good question.
I'll get off the phone now.
Okay, thanks, Jean. But it's a good question. Mark?
Yes, everybody that comes into the jail is pre-screened medically. We do a visual observation. We talk to the arresting officers. We ask questions about medical history or any current issues they might be having. A lot of times, meth in particular is a pretty obvious sign. As a CNS stimulant, you'll see the people like jittery and unable to control themselves. And we have our medical staff at the jail get on that right away, and they will put them on a protocol. If they're going to be staying for any length of time, get them right on a protocol.
I know you have a number of places there that you can put them. And I saw three people sleeping it off.
So they have to go through detox.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if it's really serious, they go to a medical facility. I mean, because you have medical personnel there on the staff, too.
That's correct.
To watch them. Yeah, to watch them like that. For a question here is, why can't they just overcrowd and pack them in the cells? And you can't, because if you did that, and I don't mean to speak for y'all, but if you put in more than 90%, you're facing lawsuits.
Well, we handle the taxpayers' money, and right. So by overcrowding the jail, we're allowing lawsuits to come in, and this is where we lose exuberant amounts of money, litigating. Yeah. And this is what the state has had problems with. That's why realignment came into effect in 2011.
This is where we're living with it. Okay, we're going to take a break. My guests are Lieutenant Dave Ken, who's the facility manager of the Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley, both of whom I met the other day when I was going through the jail. What we want to talk about when we come back, because the questions are stacking up, about how do you choose? And I was not amazed, but it was an eye opener when we talked about it. How do you choose the person to be released? And it's maybe a surprise. We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR 1460. It's your talk radio station. More talk radio than you can possibly handle in one day.
Planning your funeral or cremation will give you and your family peace of mind. Pre-planning guarantees that your wishes will be carried out. Prepaid plans locks in today's prices and gives you full control. Don't let your loved ones face confusing choices and high costs. Call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 and let us assist in making life's challenges easier. For a consultation, call Blair's Cremation and Burial Service at 241-3400 or visit blairscremation.com.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Monday morning, keep watch. The lone stranger and sidekick will rob a bank and hide their loot. Win cash by listening to the clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday's street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday's kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall. And Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are $4 in advance.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test-driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, it is May the 7th, 8:33 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. It looks like maybe tomorrow will get a little rain, which we could hope for. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I tell you, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Want to catch up on National Geographic or Sports Illustrated or see who's fighting on the UFC? Man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's like the Cheers of barbershops, right off Athens Avenue. My guests today are Lieutenant Dave Kent, the facility manager of the Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley. And we're going to shift over to Mark now, because Mark is the one when I talked about how do we release them. And he's the man that's got his fingers under this. How do you choose who to keep and who do you release?
Well, I'm one of about 10 classification officers at the jail. And we are basically the central hub for everything related to the inmates, where they're housed when they come in, where they, you know, whether they go to work or not as an inmate worker, if there's any conflicts with them and they need to be separated, you know, administratively segregated, if they have medical issues. We are the ones that really have the big picture more than anybody else in the jail on the population at any given time. And throughout the week, there's going to be a minimum of 4 classification officers sitting at the desk reviewing the files of the people in custody and trying to come up with the complete picture. So when we have a need to release somebody that, you know, normally should just stay in jail, we are the ones that will recommend to the watch commanders, maybe give them a list of, hey, here's the people, here's their situations, you know, these are their charges, these are their bail amounts, this is their next court date, they live locally or not, how big is their rap sheet, and we'll present this information to the watch commander, and the watch commander will make a decision on how many, if any, he wants to release, or if he just decides that the person that is coming in is probably not as serious as what we already have in the jail.
Okay, now one of the things is it's not based on the amount of criminal activity. A lot of times, you may have somebody with 15 warrants or open things, and they're ranging back to 2008, which is one of the ones I saw, but. That criteria wouldn't automatically just keep him in jail.
Not necessarily. There's a lot of factors that go into it. The one that you're speaking of in particular, as I recall, is actually an inmate worker. He's done a great job as an inmate worker. We've gotten to know him because he's an inmate worker. And, you know, he's one of those that, you know, given the right circumstances, the jail got full enough and – you know, he might be the best person to kick out, even though he's got 15 cases that he's juggling, because a lot of them are old probation violations or less serious crimes.
Driving with a suspended license and that, but there's still a lot of open ones that if you had a open jail, he'd be in there working for a long time.
We have a question from the chat pack, and maybe you've touched on this before, but I think it's a good question, because with talk radio, we get people who are in and out of their car and stuff like that. So one of the questions was, what's the maximum amount of time when one is being ready to be in the process to be sentenced? Is there a maximum amount of time that they stay in the jail?
I've seen I've seen people in the jail for close to 5 years awaiting sentencing. Obviously those are for very serious crimes, murder,
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay, so I think that, what was that, did I pose that question correctly?
Well, it says what's the average time that a person, amount of time the jail can keep inmates before booking them or releasing them?
Oh.
It's a different question, but yours was a good one, too.
Yeah, there's a 48-hour arraignment rule, which gives the agencies that arrested a person a complete 48 hours mm-hmm. court time to get a person into arraignment. So and it does happen occasionally where the agencies are not able to get their paperwork together and we will have to release somebody.
You have to kick them out. Now, another question, and we kind of addressed it earlier, which goes along with what we're talking with Mark, is how many a day do you all book a day? We figured this out the other day.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if it's close to 50 people a day. I'm sure that we have those stats somewhere.
And this is not LA County, folks.
This is 11,761 was last year. How do I know that? Because I wrote it down. And that's where we figured out it was like 50 a day. So it's almost 1,000 a month get booked into that jail, get booked into Shasta County Jail.
This could be petty theft, stealing a bike, right, all the way up to
murder.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go back and talking again about turning people loose. One of the things they talked about was that guy that was arrested three times that night. I know this is the infamous one that came in, that was released and broke into two houses and was finally brought back again. I believe that night, I don't know if you are familiar with this one?
I believe it was two times that he was arrested.
Yes.
Within a 24-hour period.
Right. But he was arrested once, and then it turned loose, and he went in and broke into two more people's houses, and they caught him on the site and brought him back and kept him then. Mm-hmm. But at the same time they were booking him, I understand there were 17 others.
That's correct.
And if you haven't seen it down there, and I don't know how you can see it, but 17 people in there at the same time is a full – I mean, that's a full plate.
It's not uncommon for us to have 25, I don't know if I've seen 30 people in booking, maybe, yeah, probably seen 30 people in booking. It can get pretty crazy and hectic, and you'd almost have to just come and take a tour of booking to see how crazy that is.
Well, I think we're going to do something like that, and we're going to probably expand that out a little bit. Mark, going back to one of the questions I asked you about, on your criteria for turning somebody loose, was your neighborhood.
Yes, absolutely. I'm a Shasta County resident. Almost all of us are Shasta County residents, and like my boss tells me, oh, okay, so we're going to house them at your house? Jokingly, And it's like, that's how we think. We really do consider the fact that, hey, these folks are going to be out walking around in somebody's neighborhood. We know they have maybe a bad history, with stealing stuff or being high on drugs and buying and selling drugs and, making our communities worse. But the problem is we have to make a choice. We have to take the least of the worst, and that's what we face.
I tell you what, after being there, that's not easy. And I've gone also into San Quentin and seen that, which leads to some other questions. On going back to you all's correction officers, they get to know you. So you're walking down the street, and one of these guys or more of these guys will recognize you. Mm-hmm. What do you do then? I guess it depends on them, but hey, how's it going, Dave?
Absolutely. I think that it's important that our officers have a good rapport with the inmates that we deal with in the jail or even when we're out on patrol. And so with that, there's a respect, but there's also a boundary. So it's being respectful, understanding that they've had problems in the past. We don't hold that against them, but it's a business. We have to make sure that they're held accountable for their actions. And they understand. So if you treat them right, then they'll treat you right.
Has there been any cases where released inmates have made your lives miserable of a correction officer? Yes?
Certainly. Well, like in particularly when they get rearrested right away for a crime and kind of give us a black eye for releasing them.
Uh-huh.
If that's what you're
No, I meant is that once I do remember that one time somebody did something and the sheriff kind of offhand said, I hope we just didn't release this guy. And but no, I was talking about is the ones that are released are out in town. And has anybody ever had a problem with them, with an inmate giving a correction officer a bad time?
Once he's free on the street.
You know, I've heard here and there, I've heard of a few that may have mental health problems. Mm-hmm. And they come across a correctional officer that's with their family, or mm-hmm. and so they may have some choice words that they exchange. Otherwise, nothing violent that we've heard lately.
Okay, you can get that coaching Little League Soccer, too, if not worse. Mm-hmm. All right. My guests are Lieutenant Dave Kent, Facility Manager of Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Correction Officer Mark Dudley. And we're kind of getting an idea of what the jail looks like, how many people we can put into it, how you choose them. And this essentially is an art of how to do it. You need to know them. You go through all their files. You take a look at them. It's do I want this guy walking down my street? I may keep this guy who's only got two offenses and let this one, 15 offenses, go because it's just knowing people, and it takes time to do that. And then keeping the morale up of your corrections officers. I know that must be kind of a toughie, too. I mean, everybody kind of – I know it's a team feeling there, but it's – again, it's a draining atmosphere.
Definitely. We have some great – employees working at the jail. I mean, these are the unsung heroes that you don't see on patrol. And just like you're saying, you're handing off these offenders, these accused, to us. So we take pride and make sure that they're motivated, they get the equipment they need, they get the training they need, and that they're praised for the work they do.
Well, you know, I hope that this is one of the reasons that I'm really happy that y'all are here today, because y'all have been taking some hits. And because I don't think people understand exactly how it works. And I'm hoping that from this that there's a much better understanding, because we have an hour to talk about it, where other people, you know, you get kind of we hear it from your voices and not from somebody writing something or a 30-second spot on the news. Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about some more about the Shasta County Jail and maybe some things that we'd like to see happen. We'll be right back.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through the 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday, it's family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating priced at general admission. And Friday is tough enough to wear pink night, sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for a one-night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all 4 nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
For tickets, go online to readingrodeo.com or visit the rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Or order by phone at 241-8859.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi,
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. 8:48 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go out of town? To get a great new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV. 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. You know, they've got a lot of specials going on. And by the way, the Dodge Ram truck is the best truck 2013 and 14. Can't beat that.
Well, it's the 7th of May, and we welcome you back to KCNR 1460. It's currently 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have a sunny day today, clear, with temperatures around 78 in our highs. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures around 52, and our weekly forecast looks like Thursday with slight chance of showers around 73, and Friday around 76 with a slight chance of showers. Thursday night goes down to about 40% chance of showers with our lows around 53. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers our warm friends.
Okay, our guests are Lieutenant Dave Kent, Facility Manager of the Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley. We're talking about the jail itself, how it's organized, the number of people you can keep in there, how you choose to turn people loose, and frankly, it's an art. You've got to look at everything about it, and you've got to keep you kind of keep in your back of your mind. The corrections officers do this. Is do I want this guy on the street, even if he has 15? He has 15. The other guy are open charges, I guess. And this guy only has one. I might want to have the guy with the 15 on the street than the guy with the one. The other thing is we always get asked. The sheriff always gets asked. I can promise you, when he's on the show, why don't we put him in tents, like they do, as Sheriff Joe does? And we have something in California called, was it 15?
Title 15.
Title 15, which says.
Oh, there's certain regulations that that state what an inmate should have, and that's, you know, toiletries, sundries, a bed with a mattress, you know, certain medical provisions, just a number of things that
so much room,
a tent city that it's going to be very difficult to provide. Therefore, you're not giving the inmate what they need per the state law, and they. You usually get attorneys that try to intercede.
Okay, so it's a certain amount of room, certain amount of exercise time, a certain amount of, you know, all this. The Shasta County Jail, the jail is built to hold inmates for, I mean, when it's a jail, is meant to hold inmates for a shorter period of time, right?
That's correct.
We've got people in there, they've been sentenced to up to 8-9 years.
We have one over 10 years right now.
Ten years. So what happens when you've got somebody? I mean, I looked at it, and one of the things I was told was inmates that know their way around jails and prisons would much rather be in prison than they would to Shasta County Jail.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, because they have much more freedom.
They do.
In the prison system than they do the jail system.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Is there a concern that they will then bump their fight their way up to the prisons, or how do they get to prison? They have to do something, right?
Well, based on realignment, a lot of the charges right now that you're seeing these low level offenders, they're getting sentenced and then staying locally here at the jail. Which again, we're still trying to catch up with the amount of offenders coming out of the courts. And so that's where we have the overcrowding, or at least the we're right at capacity and have to release those that don't have those egregious offenses. So it's very important that we still provide them all the things that they deserve or they should have in the county jail. But the state prisons have more liberties. TVs, radios, more
exercise
recreation
areas.
Time.
Yeah. Big, so, big exercise areas, football, basketball, that kind of stuff.
So we deal with what we have here. I mean, it takes years for the county to try and catch up and evolve, by building other jails or increasing the capacity, so on.
How many beds do you need, would you say? I mean, if you had your – Dave, here's – okay, you're king right now. How big a jail do we need?
I'm going to say reasonably 600 beds. And right now we have a rated capacity of 380. But I know that even with 600 beds, we'd be close to capacity.
So 1,000 beds.
But we'd hold just about everybody responsible or accountable and make sure that they get to court. I think we'd have a better system at least getting them through court.
And let's talk about that because, Mark, we talked about that and Dave, and I've talked about it with several other people all the way through the series, is we need to be able to get people to recovery programs, job training programs, mental health programs. But unless we have something that's going to get them there, in other words, a hammer, and I hate to use that word. We need a hammer to be able to say, if you don't do this, you're going to go to jail. Isn't that the final answer?
That's what we've lost. And at least after realignment, we don't have that hammer, the accountability to hold that person so that they think twice before they commit the crime. And that could be for offenses that are like property crimes. People that I understand the public, they're screaming right now about the property crimes, the drug crimes.
People aren't even reporting them anymore. Front page news are not even reporting them anymore because they get broken so many times.
Sure.
And, Rob Pelletti said, the chief has said, you know what, our crime's going down. He says, but I don't believe that. He says, I think, and I hate to think this, and I'm paraphrasing maybe what he says, is that some people just aren't reporting it. Things their cars getting broken into or their garages being broken into because there's so many and they know that really what's going to happen.
It's true. It's very frustrating for us. So we're very cognizant of the fact that we can't hold everybody accountable and keep them in jail until they go through their due process.
Okay. Hey, we've got Frank on the phone here. Frank, good morning.
Good morning. Is this Carl?
This is Carl.
Yeah, Carl, I heard your opening remark about Sheriff Joe over in Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And all I would say is that we have things kind of upside down. I would challenge our officials to compare the crime statistics in the vicinity of Joe's jurisdiction versus what we're having here in Northern California. That might be interesting to hear. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank. I don't know what the statistics are. It might be interesting. I don't. You probably can't pull them up either right now. But his point is, and what I believe for our listeners and from Frank, and thanks for the phone call, Frank, is Sheriff Joe puts these guys in pink underwear, in tents, and chain gangs.
Yeah, but he's not in California.
No. But he's in Arizona.
That's
but he
does different that. Rules. And,
but so
a lot.
What is his recidivism rate there as opposed to ours? And how many people are they housing? I'm sure they're housing a lot of people more than we are. But what he has there is a hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we need this. I believe we need to get all of our top law enforcement and more into a room and say, how do we solve this? Yeah. I mean, besides building a jail, which is going to take us 5 years, what do we do now? Mm-hmm. We need problem solving at a high level.
And let our governor hear it because, let our legislators really hear.
Well, they're the ones that did this.
I know, but let them hear what the ramifications are, and let them hear, like guys here, boots on the ground, as you would say, what they're seeing every single day in good old Northern California of what's happening here.
And we are not
crimes not being reported because they're becoming it's nonchalant, which is it's a cruel. It's a cruel way to think that of what's happening with our communities if it becomes like whatever.
Yeah, and our community is not as, everybody's fifth most dangerous, right? I mean, everybody knows that's a crock. How would you like to walk through the streets of Oakland or Detroit or some of these other places? You can still walk through. But we do need to get our arms around. And thank you so much for coming today. Lieutenant Dave Kent, Facility Manager of the Shasta County Jail, and Deputy Sheriff Corrections Officer Mark Dudley. You really outlined what happens at the jail. You've talked about the pods. You've talked about really how much room we need. We could use a 1,000-person jail. 600 at a minimum, but we need to double what we have. And then, Mark, you talking about how do we choose these guys to get out there? We don't want to turn them loose. That's the last thing you want to do. That's come across loud and clear. But when you don't have a choice, you've got to take the ones that you would feel better about them walking through your neighborhood than somebody else.
We try and find the least of the worst.
The least of the worst. You know, we got to do this.
Thanks,
some more.
Guys.
Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank
you for what you do. It is an incredibly hard job, and I don't think you probably get a lot of thanks.
Absolutely. And just one more thing I wanted to recognize is that it's National Correctional Officers Week this week.
Okay.
So I want to recognize our officers that are in the jail and doing a great job.
Okay.
They are doing a great
yes.
job there. You know what? I had a, you know what? If it's possible to say you had a great tour of the jail, I did.
Excellent.
Thanks so much for what you do.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, tomorrow, Greg Cheadle is going to be on the show. He's running for Congress against Doug LaMalfa. And got a couple other things, too.
Well,
remember, and this is important, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. First, there was the kidnapping of hundreds of Nigerian schoolgirls. Now, Islamic terrorists are being blamed for a massacre of hundreds of people in a busy marketplace in remote northeast Nigeria. The terrorists reportedly sprayed gunfire into crowds, an attack that went on for hours. Russian President Putin claims that Russia has pulled its troops back from the border with Ukraine, as he's urging militants in southeast Ukraine to postpone their autonomy referendum. It's planned for Sunday. It will be no circus, no sideshow. That's what House Speaker Boehner says about the Benghazi investigation to be conducted by a special committee being set up to probe the deadly attack.
We owe it to the future of our country and to the next administration to do our job, to make it clear that the types of activities that may have gone on here are not acceptable in our system of government.